Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're beginning Sif Beis in Simin Tof Kuf Tes Vav. And we begin with the Mechaber, Sif Beis. Afilu Teloshen Einu Yehudi. If the non-Jewish person uprooted the plants or the produce, whatever it is that he's giving you on Yontif, Otsadon, or he trapped them, La'atzmo, for his own personal uses. So he plucked the apples off the tree, or he trapped the fish for his own personal benefit, La'atzmo. Or, alternatively, O'nofal min ilan, or the fruits just fell off the tree, Mi'atzmo. Or O'nitzod bi'atzmo, or the fish got trapped on its own. So no action was actually done for you, for the yid, on Yontif. Nevertheless, the Mechaber tells us, Asur li'ochlo bo bayom. If he brings it to you, you're not allowed to go and eat it on that day of Yontif that he brings it to you. Or even lataltalo, even move it, because it's muksa. Af lemi shalo huvu bishalo, even for people that it wasn't brought on their behalf, other yidden also have to treat it like it's muksa and can't move it. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. Let's understand this a little bit more. Mishnah Brura, Siv Katan Chav Gimel explains, and he says, Mishum Muktza, because these items were Muktza, because at the start of Yontif, Kivan Shahayu Mechubar Me'er of Yontif Ben Hashmashos, because they were attached to the tree or in the water on Erev Yontif Ben Hashmashos, and therefore it is Muktza, because it wasn't eligible, it wasn't Roy at that point in time. Or Muktza de Mechubar, and this idea that something was attached to the ground, it's Muktza, or was swimming in the river, and therefore wasn't trapped yet. Also, Lukuliyama, everybody holds that this is Muksa. What does he mean, everybody holds? So, Chavetz Chaim in Sharet Zion, Oslam Gimel says, even Rabbi Shimon, who holds the most makel opinion in regards to Muksa, this would be like Grogros and Smukim. They were totally out of your mind, totally out of your intention to use them, and therefore, even Rabbi Shimon, the most makel opinion of Muksa, would say that these are Muksa. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Ubefeiros Yeshbo Od Isser. In regards to the fruit, there's another Isser, and that is Mishum Shema Yala Vyislosh. We're concerned that, wow, that was a delicious apple. You want another one, you're going to go up on the tree, forget yourself, and go pluck it on Shabbos or Yontif. And therefore, Lekach Asru Bachila Betiltu. That's why the rabbi said, not only is it also to eat it, but it's even also to move it, because you may come to go and take off another one. Dear Shu, footnote number 47, has a whole discussion here. Shav Shanochri told Shum La'atzmo, even though the non-Jewish person uprooted them, he plucked them from the tree for himself. And therefore there was no Issa. This non-Jewish person ate some apples, and then he had extra apples. He said, I'll give them to my good friend Yankel. So even in this situation, we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Chof Hei, Sheinam Gerum Yosem Yiperush Nidlishu Me'aleim. This is no worse, certainly, than if the fruits fell off on their own, and Asurim, and they're forbidden in that situation, so too, they're forbidden over here. Now, Sif Katan Chof Dalet Mishbur says, Pirush, when we said that it's also even for a person that he didn't bring it for, so the non-Jewish person gave this Doran to Yanko, so it's also to Ruvain, the Mitchila Tolshon Otsadon Liatzmo, even though the non-Jewish person originally plucked them for himself or trapped them for himself. Only afterwards, Yachakach Limuch Lovil Yisrael, he only changed his mind afterwards to give it to Yanko. Nevertheless, Osu Beoseyom, not only is Yanko Osir, Ben Yisrael Zeh, Ben Liachar, all the other Jews are also forbidden to get any benefit from this. Why? Because as we pointed out, this is an issue of Muktzah, and we're very strict in regards to Muktzah. We said it's one of the fundamental Isurim that the rabbis implemented to protect Shabbos, and therefore, Ein Naf Kamina Mizeh Lezeh. Therefore, there's no difference whether he brings it to you, or he brings it to you, and you give it to somebody else to use. Nobody's allowed to get benefit from this, and therefore it's Muktzah. You're not allowed to move it on Yontif. Now the Mechaber continues, and he says, however, that night, Lo erev, avo lo erev, mutarin miyad b'motzei yontif, af lemi shehuvu bishvilo. But in this situation, where no issa was done, there's no reason to wait kidei shiasu. And therefore, in this situation, you don't have to wait kidei shiasu, and the minute yontif is over, and the next day of yontif starts, or the day of chol starts, so then you can use it right away. Mishmur explains the Sivkot Chafei, v'afilu le'erv ha'yontif, and even if the second day was yontif sheni shogalius, not a problem. Gon, shei yom tov mishogalius, like we have in Chutz Laretz. Because the Issa Barisho Misho Muktza, because the first Issa wasn't because of Melechus Yontif that he did Melacha for you, it's a din of Muktza, and therefore Mutu Bisheni Lukulyama, then everybody would say that it's good on the second day right away without waiting Kadesh Yasu. And it's only Rak Bishne Yom Tov Shah Rosh Hashanah, when you're dealing with Shne Yom Tov Shah Rosh Hashanah, then it would be also Gam Bisheni, because as we pointed out many times, the Chiyoma Arich Tadami, because that's one Kedusha. And also, similarly, v'gam b'shabbos esamach liyontif, also mishum achana. And likewise, the same thing would apply if on Friday he gave this year, which was yontif, and then it would still be also on Shabbos as well, because then Friday would be Mechon for Shabbos, because you can't use it on Friday, but you can use it on Shabbos, so it looks like Friday is Mechon for Shabbos, Yontif is Mechon for Shabbos, which is not allowed, Kanal, as we've already explained previously. Sivkot Nuchav Vav, even though we said he brought it for you in this situation, you're allowed to use it without waiting Kadesh Yasu. However, the Mishnah qualifies as it says, V'dafka im hevion mitoch ha-tchum. This is only if he brings it from within the tchum. In this situation, you can use it that next day. Avol im hevion michutz ha-tchum. But if he brought it from outside of the tchum, then after tlisho yelatzim, even though he plucked it for himself and didn't know issa for you, but nevertheless, he brought it from outside the tchum, also I'll call upon him, mishum tchumim. You have a separate issue, not of muktzah, not of malacha, but of tchumim. And therefore, you'd have to wait for the person that he brought it for, Kadesh Yasu, the amount of time that it would take him to get from the 2 miles away, wherever he was outside the Tchum, till now, Kimavur B'Sifhei, as we will learn in Yitz Hashem in tomorrow's Shia. Now, that is Sif Beis. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Afilu imu sofek im nilkitu o nitzodu hayom. If you're not sure, when did he in fact go and trap this, or when did he go and pick it off the tree? Afil musafik, not sure. Maybe he did it today on Yom Tov, maybe he did it yesterday. Afil musafik im nilkutu o nitzodu hayom asurim. It's going to be asur in this situation. Mishmur explains in Sivkot Nuchav Zayin, Zenami koi ba'akum shalikit liatzmo. We're talking here, just like we were in Sif Beis, that the non-Jewish person picked it for himself. The ain bo'ela issa muktza. And the only issa that we're worried about is the issa of muktza in this situation. Mikomokom gam besofik osur. Even in the sofik situation, it's osur because the sofik muchen is osur. Because, as we explained, kavavur besimin tov tzadi zayin and siv gimel, that in a situation where we're not sure was it muchen or not, because again it's a din of muktza, so we're very machmir, and it's also even by sofik the rabbanon. And therefore, lohachi lohiskir kana mechaber leinyan kadesh yasu. That's why there is no mention over here. In a moment that we're going to have, that you have to wait till Kadesh Yasu in this situation, because Dichshelichton Liatzmo ain't Sara Kadesh Yasu, because this is, again, as we pointed out in Siv Beis, a Muktza problem. Canal the Siv HaKodem, as we just said, this is a Muktza issue, and with a Muktza issue, there is no concern of Kadesh Yasu that you have to wait that period of time. However, if we know for a fact that he did pick them today or he captured them today, and it's only Rak Sofik im Likton v'tzodem b'shul Yisrael, and the only question is his intention, did he pick it for you or did he pick it for himself? Then, im tzorach la'amtin b'chdei shi'asu, is tali b'machlokas m'vur b'simin shin chafei in siv zayin. That's already a machlokas that we had in Hilchos Shabbos, which the issue footnote number 50 reminds us that the time of the Osher in that situation was shesofek d'rabbanon l'kula. That normally we would say sofek d'rabbanon is l'kula, but in this situation, we said shadovah shenasiz b'moloch ha'idei nochi b'shabbos. It's a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. Just wait till after Shabbos is over. And by a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin, so then the rabbis will aser even on a Sofek D'Rabbanon. However, he brings down, Oman, L'inyan Noch, we should hidluk near B'Shabbos. But if the guy lit a candle on Shabbos, and it's not clear, B'lo Borim, Hidliko, Avo Yisrael, Avo Enoch, he did it for himself, or he did it for the Yid. So then we said in Simon Reish, Ayin Vav, in Hilchos Shabbos, Sha'os L'Enos from the Nair. You're not allowed to get any Hanor from the Nair, even though it's not a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin, because you need the Hanor right now. The fact you get Hanor on Motzi Shabbos doesn't help you. And have Sharas Lamtin Hamotzi Shabbos. It won't help you. Nevertheless, it's Osir. Why? Sharihut Sorechas or Bishabbos. Ain't have Sharas Lishtamish in Ma'or Shel Shabbos B'Motzi Shabbos. And therefore, even though it's not a Dovish Eishel Matirin, he still says you're not allowed to get benefit from it. He brings another reason. He says if you wait till Motzi Shabbos, the oil will go out. All the oil will be used up. Nevertheless, he says in that situation, it's still Osir. Why are those that are matirit in this suffix? What's their heter? So the Shavat Zion over there brings down, Shav Shekol Dover Sheishal Matirin is awesome is suffix, Afil B'Sidur Rabbanon. Even though they also agree with the idea that a Dover Sheishal Matirin is awesome is the Rabbanon, even in the suffix situation. Mikol Mokom Isra No, Mimleches Nachri, Sheinu El Mishum Gzeira. He says that's because here you're dealing with an Isra of Hanoah from a Blechas of Enochi. That's a whole Gzeira only. That's not an actual din. And the rabbis were not Gozer in this situation, in a Suffolk situation. The issue footnote number 49 adds, Yisrael Shailo Ner Dolok, if you had a candle that was already lit and the Nachri comes along and he wants to make it better, the Nichbe, he has to put it out first before he can make it better, and then he lights it, so then the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos brought down, Sharizanech Shav Sheidlikol Itzarcho, that's as if he lit it for himself, and then Mutter Lehenos Miner Zeh Ap B'Shabbos, then there's no Sofek, he did it for himself, and therefore you're allowed to still get benefit from that candle. Mishmar continues and he says, "Umizbar b'divrei achronim shom diyesh lo hakol l'tzorach mitzvah." One can be makel in this situation where it's a suffek in a situation of a mitzvah. For example, he brings down in the issue footnote 51, the same thing would be under extenuating circumstances. Mochamad tchak yesh lo hakol b'suffek. One can be more lenient in a suffek situation. Furthermore, Omivar Sham, the Mishmar says, we further learned, "Dimayushne asvekos yachad." If you had a double suffek, what's that? Number one, imnuka tu ayom. Did it or did it not get picked today? And likewise, then a second suffek imnuklu b'shuisol. Did he pick it for himself or did he pick it for the yid? So b'yomen asrim, on that day it's aser. Nevertheless, nafilu vade lo b'shuisol liktum, because even if he definitely did it for himself and not for the yid, it still would be aser mishom suffek muchan kanal because of the suffek muksa situation. So the fact that you have another machlokes over here, another suffek, doesn't help you. However, in this situation, the erev mutar miyad mishum svek sveka. But here, matzi Shabbos, matzi yontif, you'd be able to use it right away. You don't have to wait kadesh yasu because of the svek sveka. And the issue footnote number 52 brings down, even though it's a dov sheish l'matirim, you still don't have to wait till kadesh yasu. Mishabur continues, he says, v'afilu hoya yontif ba'erev, even if the next day is yontif. For example, kiyon shein yom tov shogolius. Nevertheless, the same din applies. However, ochein b'noch rishavi doron liyisrael, if the non-Jewish person bought the present for Yisrael. Oh, hevi limkor b'yishu b'yisrael. Or, like we pointed out, the same thing would apply even if he didn't bring it for a specific yid as a present, but he brought it to this city, which is the majority of Jewish people, and intended to give it or sell it to some Jewish person, then also b'dich shiatsu. Then you would have the problem of chadish shiatsu because he's doing it for the yid, as we pointed out in Sif Aleph in our detailed discussions about this. Sif Aleph. Because in this situation, the chashvinalu kivadi nuketu hayom ubishu Yisrael. Here we do view it as it was definitely collected for the yid, and it was collected that day. Sivkot mchavches, we said, in this situation, if it's a safek, it's still asur, asurim, sivkot mchavches. The Mishmur says, ayin taz berhagola, afilu biyomtiv sheni yesh lasur, and you have to be machmer even for yomtiv sheni. But the Maimon Mordechai is more makel in this situation. The Prichodosh gives the answer. He says, the Le'inyan Likut, in regards to collecting it, Yesh Lesor Mishum the Yesh Poskin Shesovrim, the Choshi Yesh Me'osan Aminim B'Mechubar, since it was collected for sure. So that's not a suffix, but it's just the question whether he collected it for you or he collected it for himself. In this situation, since Yesh Me'osan Aminim B'Mechubar, there are those apples, let's say, that are still attached. He wants to get fresh, so he mistama brought those from the ones that he collected today. And therefore, in regards to the likdon, you have to be concerned. Avolinyan sida, but in regards to trapping, people don't trap that morning to go collect it. Mutu biyom tov sheni. Then you can assume that he collected it possibly before. The lo shayach tamanal vavle sveka derabbanan. This is a suffik derabbanan, and therefore one can be makel. The Mechaber continues and he says, but if it's clear that they were in fact not picked today, how do you know that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkon Chavtes, for example, Shayo Peros Kimushin, the fruit were withered. Likewise, Vuadin, Linyan Dogim, likewise with the fish, Shinikorm, Shinidodim, Erev Yom, you can tell that they were a little bit stale, that they were trapped the day before, kagon shenos lechon, they're not so moist, vad mumis, and they're not so red, shetachas lechien, underneath their gills, shabotkin or some sham, where you go and check to see if they're fresh. So in this situation, you can assume, the Mechaber tells us, in this situation, shalom nitzodu ayom, they weren't collected or trapped today, mutter, lemi shalom huva bishalom. As long as it wasn't brought specifically for you, another yid can go benefit from it. The Mishmur explains, as if cut lamid, the kaimelon, the kamon, and sifei, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah tomorrow, Shia, da bom, mechutz l'tchum, mishu Yisrael zeh. If something was brought from outside the tchum for this yid, another yid, mutl Yisrael acher, afilu bo b'yom. Another yid can get benefit from it that very day. The issue footnote number 55 brings down the same thing would apply, v'adinim hevi osam anochi b'tchilas lel yom t'rishon. That which we said, if it's withered, it was clearly captured the day before because it's not fresh looking. So he says the same thing would apply if he comes to you a minute after the yontif started. So in this situation, we put down previously in previous shiurim, shenech shel levade nitzodu miyasmol. You can tell he didn't have a chance to trap it 2 minutes into yontif. He obviously trapped it before yontif. And this situation, you can be makel. The Mechaber continues and he says, v'im lau bo mechutz l'tchum, but if it wasn't from outside of the tchum, then mutu af l'mishuv v'mishlo. Then, as we pointed out, in this situation, you can go and use it even for the person that it wasn't brought for. Because this suffix situation, you can, if you know for certain that it was not picked that day, so then as long as it's not from outside the Tchum, you're allowed to use it that very day. That's what the Mechaber says. Einu Yehudi Mesech L'Pnei Tumo. If the guy is Stam in the Velterayin talking, he's not specifically mentioning this for halachic reasons. We're just talking, oh, I'm so schwitz. Look what I had to go through to go and capture this yesterday. It was such a hot day. So then, Shalom Nukar Ayom, Unitzar Ayom. So he's telling you, Stam in his talking, how hard it was to capture it yesterday when it was hot, which was Erev Yom Tov. So then, in this situation where he picked it or recorded, and he was talking Stam, so Nemon, he is believed. And he says, this was also discussed, Ayin La'el and Simon Tav Kuf Yud Gimel Sivav, this idea was discussed where he's talking Stam. And the Mishbura reminds us over here in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, Hatam, the reasoning is, Levishu Einu Mashpiach B'dvar. He's not benefiting by saying that he collected it yesterday or he trapped it yesterday. In fact, it's worse. Adarabba, Megoreya, he's making it less fresh. He also told him, and he told him, if he really wanted to tell you something that wasn't true, he would have said, oh, I captured it today when he captured it yesterday, or I picked it today when he barely picked it yesterday. So from the fact that he's telling you, Stam, he's talking Stam, Lefnei Sumo, that we can believe him in this situation. The issue footnote 56 says, Ulini Nochri Shevi Beitza B'Yom Tov Rishon Misech Levnei Tumo Shenol Do Esmo. The guy that brings you an egg on Yom Tov Rishon, and he says that it was laid yesterday, so the Shaar HaTzion already previously said, She'ein Dai Lahatir. Then you can't just assume, Mishum She'ein Anochri Meshpichu B'Dvar, because he's not saying anything in that situation. El Af Mitam Shirov Beitzim Shalomochum Hei Me'elu Shenol Do Esmo. The reason why you can trust them over there is because most eggs are laid the day before and not brought in from that day. So it's really the combination of both of those reasons. Number one, he's not benefiting himself by saying it was laid yesterday versus today. And you combine that with the fact that most eggs were laid yesterday and not today when he's bringing them to you, so then you can rely upon this lakula. The Mishnah Berurah then qualifies this whole heter, and he says that when we say the Adarabba, he's actually making it worse by saying that he trapped it yesterday or that he picked it yesterday. That's only Umayri, Shein Anochi Yodeya, Shahasul Yisrael, Mashal Nukaf, Nitzul Ayom. This is the Nochi Zanatam Chacham. If the Nochi knows, he's been living amongst the Jews, and he knows that if he says that he trapped it yesterday and he plucked it yesterday, they'll eat it. But if he says, they'll buy it from him. If he says that he got it today, on the other they say, no, sorry. So if he knows that, then you can't rely upon his Mesiach Levei Tumo, because then he's Mashpiach for himself. In this situation, he is in fact improving it. While he's saying that it's not fresh, he's now knowing that you're going to be able to buy it from him. So that's why he might be lying. In this situation, you can't rely upon him. The issue footnote 57 says, Avalam HaPeros HaDogim SheYisrael, but if they belong to a Yid, so then we already pointed out previously, in regards to a Nochri Shevi Beitza B'Yom Tavrishon, that the guy brought you the Yid's egg on Yom Tov Rishon, Shekem Shein Anochli Shum Toeles Me'ashbochos HaMekach, he doesn't get anything from it. It's the Yid's, so he's not benefiting from it. Then he can believe, if he says Mesech Levnei Tumo, that it was laid yesterday. Finally, we conclude with the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Beis. He says you can believe the non-Jewish person when he's Mesech Levnei Tumo in this situation. And he says, V'afilu ima akum hevi b'yom tov achar Shabbos. And this is true even if it was a Sunday Yom Tov after Shabbos. And he says, I plucked this or I trapped this on Friday. Or is on Rosh Hashanah. Or again, it was a 2-day yontif. The same thing would apply with the 2-day yontif of Rosh Hashanah or a Shabbos Sunday yontif. We still believe in Meisech Levitumo, Gam Kein Nemon. Because, again, he has nothing to gain from saying that it's less fresh. Again, assuming, again, like the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, that he doesn't know the din. If these are fruits that aren't normally eaten raw, and he brings it on a Sunday Yom Tov after Shabbos, or he brings it on Shabbos, and he says, no, don't worry, it was picked yesterday, then you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov, because the Dilma Nuka to be Shabbos, because here you have to be concerned that it was picked on Shabbos. The Yeshbu Isadar Raisa, that says a poskim. Here, it'll be a real Isadar Raisa then, according to some poskim. And this situation was a potential Isadar Raisa, Veno Nemon be Mesech Levnei Tumo be Isadar Raisa. This idea, this school of Mesech Levnei Tumo only works by the Rabbanon. It would not work by a Dar Raisa, as brought down in the name of various Achronim. With this, we conclude today's Shir.